ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years today, I do not disappoint as I bring you the world heavyweight champion. That's right, Bobby Gunn, the world bare-knuckle heavyweight champion, will be here about 35 minutes past the hour. We'll also spend some time with King Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, he is the man that is just kicking butt as far as UFC is concerned. He's a 205-pounder out of the peninsula of the South Bay, the American Kickboxing Academy, I believe. And Kyle will talk about, of course, today's UFC card and the UFC card he's going to be fighting on November 19th at the San Jose Arena. Plus, we'll also talk about the November 12th. That's right. Next week, 1 week from now, Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight champion, puts his title on the line against Junior Dos Santos. Of course, that's live on Fox Sports. It'll be a great Fox Network. Take it back. It'll be a great day for UFC, a great day for combat sports, no question about that. And we'll start things off this morning with my main writer. We'll talk about the fights on TV tonight. Of course, there's fights on Showtime. There's fights on HBO. There's a couple fights on pay-per-view if you want to do that kind of thing. The bottom line is KP Kevin Perry will be in the house. Speaking of guys in the house, James Toney, 43 years old, fought a lot like Lauren Bacall yesterday. She's like 87, okay? Lauren Bacall in a bikini 87 is akin to James Toney trying to fight at 200 pounds at the age of 43. You hear what I'm trying to say? He got his butt whipped down there in Russia. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Dream, babe.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark,
two
yeah.
Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well that he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punch good.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Call me Superfly, but call my next guest, my first guest of the morning, Superfly, when it comes to writing at ringtalk.com. He is the webmaster, the man that puts things together. So if you got problems with the website, give him a call. Don't call me. Call Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
Not much. How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
You'll be hearing, if I give out your phone number on there, you'll be hearing all kinds of people. Anyway, the bottom line is, how the hell are you?
I'm doing great. It looks good today in SoCal, so I'm really happy.
It looks good on TV as far as boxing's concerned. Of course, we've got Alfredo Angulo, the once-beaten fighter, taking on James Kirk. And, of course, Angulo losing that one fight when he had to drive across country because he didn't have a visa and couldn't get on an airplane, so he had to drive in a car across country. Arrives on the day of the weigh-in to fight Kermit Cintron and ended up losing a 12-round decision, so essentially, he could be considered unbeaten. Now, James Kirkland, 26-1, lots of knockouts, a big puncher, but he got knocked out by a guy that couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag last time. What's going to happen in this HBO main event tonight, Kevin?
I think it's really interesting because a lot of the boxing writers or so-called experts some of us like to to call ourselves, but, you know, there's no sure thing in boxing. But a lot of them are picking, or majority of them are picking Angulo to win, and I think a lot of that's because of Kirkland was knocked out in one round against a non-puncher, Nabro Ishida, a few months back. And also Kirkland was coming off, I think, 18 months in prison for a parole violation.
Carrying a gun.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's fought, I think, 5 times this year, but he's been quite inactive before that, obviously, for the 18 months. But Angulo's only fought one round in 15 months. So this is going to be pretty interesting because both guys are huge punchers. Both guys, they kind of throw defense out the window. You'd have to say technically Angulo's a little bit more sharp, a little bit more solid as far as his fighting style. Kirkland's kind of just a whirlwind beast. So it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be able to impose their will. I'm going out on a limb. I'm picking Kirkland because the thing with Angulo is Angulo hasn't really been tested very much, and he hasn't fought very many big punchers, and he lost to the best fighter he ever faced. Kirkland's beaten some decent fighters, and I'm just kind of looking at that knockout loss as being a fluke. I think anybody can get caught cold in the first 30 seconds of a fight if they're not properly prepared.
You know what? I think I'll tell you what. I've picked Angulo to win, but it's based on what you just said, I think I'm going to change my mind and go down the middle and think I'm really not going to pick somebody here. But I will take that back. I will go with Kirkland. I will agree with you because of the fact that, you know, Angulo really hasn't fought top-notch competition. And when he hasn't dominated him. He hasn't put him in the dust or anything like that. So let's both go with Kirkland here. And next week, we can both apologize for being wrong.
Well, you know what? I think the best thing about this fight is we're going to get a fight. And the last, you know, few big fights that have been out there, I mean, they've just been underwhelming. I mean, they've been disappointing. Nonito Donaire's victory over Narvaez a couple weeks ago, I mean, that was you can't really blame Daenerys too much, because he came to fight, his opponent came to survive. But Bernard Hopkins and Chad Dawson, I don't want to go into that, but that wasn't a fight. Victor Ortiz and Floyd Mayweather, that was kind of a, I guess you could say, a fluke knockout. But, you know, Floyd Mayweather did what he had to do. And
man,
you know,
I got news.
He fought like the professional. So you
Kevin,
know,
Kevin.
Credit where credit's due.
Kevin, if anybody tried to butt me and break my face up and then came in wanting to apologize, I'd have knocked them the puck out too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I can't blame Mayweather for that, but the fans definitely didn't get their money's worth there either.
No, of course, and the Filipino fans are screaming. They're on top of the internet. The blogosphere is screaming that Mayweather did this and Mayweather did that. And, of course, Mayweather's done some goofy things as far as video is concerned. We posted a video this week at ringtalk.com. You know, he's contradicting himself. Floyd's got issues, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's got issues, and I think this whole thing with him announcing his next fight and having the fight date already set and the venue, I think that's just kind of, to me, it does his fans a disservice, because it's not really showing the that he wants to fight Pacquiao. I don't think that they're going to go for that whole thing. But I really hope that, you know what, maybe he's going to back them into a corner, and they're going to be like, you know what, this is the only way to negotiate with Floyd, and then Floyd will get the upper hand and gets what he wants. So we'll see how this thing plays out. But in my opinion, this is not the best way to negotiate a fight. But Floyd is he's kind of a jerk, but he isn't the stupidest guy out there. I mean, he's pretty smart when it comes to business.
Man, he grossed like $80 million, $78 million off that fight a couple of weeks ago, and the bottom line is, I think after he paid all his bills and stuff, he's still going to end up with better than $30 million in his pocket. So that's more than Manny Pacquiao's making. I mean, Manny Pacquiao has to give Bob Arum a big cut of his check. He's got to give Golden Boy a cut of his check. You hear what I'm saying? By the end of the day, Manny ain't making the money that Floyd's making.
Oh, that's it. Definitely. He's not making the money Floyd's making. But at the same time, as far as popularity, you have to kind of put them on a 50-50 scale as far as how popular each guy is and what each guy brings to the table as far as money. I know Mayweather's going to get more because he's his own boss, but as far as purse split, I just can't see Manny taking any less than 45% of the purse. I really can't see that. Top Rank is really the right way to put it, because Top Rank's his promoter.
Okay, well, I have to say this. I think Manny is a little bit more popular than Floyd Mayweather. I have to give Manny his props. But Manny's in the headlines this week having skirted the laws in the Philippines in his native General Santos City. He built a radio transmitter, and I know something about radio transmitters and radio towers and that kind of stuff. And here in California, in different parts of the country, they're usually positioned outside of town or on the top of a mountain or something, somewhere not close to a residential area. So Manny decides to do with this without permits. He builds this huge building. He builds a radio tower on top of it, and he intends to broadcast from it. And the people in the neighborhood are upset. The officials are upset. And Manny says, hey, look, I'm Manny. I do whatever I want. Isn't he becoming a bit arrogant?
You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, the guy's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of power. And where money and power comes together, it comes with influence. And when you got money and power, I mean, you kind of do what you feel like, and if somebody doesn't like it, hopefully they have more money to stop you. So, I mean, that's just the whole situation. Do I think it's right? I really don't know much about the issue to really have too many comments.
Well, put it this way. Put it this way.
It's obvious, you know, he's got the power to do something, and that's what he's doing.
Okay, but would you want a radio transmitter that was transmitting possibly negative elements into your house as far as voltage and wire? You know, I mean, come on, man. Radio waves are not the greatest thing in the world. You don't want those things going through your house. And if you're building a, why didn't he build it in his neighborhood? Why didn't he build it on his property? How come he went into the ghetto and built it there?
Well, I don't know what the laws are like in the Philippines, but obviously for reasons that you stated earlier, that's the reason why he didn't build it on his property.
Okay, what else is happening? Showtime's got a card tonight, right?
Yeah, actually, Showtime, it's a great boxing weekend. And my man out there, fighting out of Florida by way of Jamaica. Glenn Johnson is getting another title shot. And as far as boxers, I mean, if any guy earns title shots nowadays, I mean, it's Glenn Johnson. I mean, he always comes to fight. He's rough and tough.
Always in shape.
He's always in shape. I mean, he's a complete true professional in the sense of the word when it comes to boxing. And he's fighting Lucian Bute, who is a Romanian who fights out of Montreal, who's an excellent body puncher, just great overall fighter. I mean, great speed, great power. He's got pretty much all the tools. I think his chin is a little questionable, and I think that's the only chance Johnson's going to have to win, because I just can't see Johnson at 42 years of age outboxing this young guy. This guy is just great footwork. I mean, really all around is an excellent fighter. I think Johnson has a really good shot of pulling off the upset if he can get a knockout, but there's no way he's going to win on points in Canada.
One last question for Kevin Perry before I go. Before they put gloves on boxers, there never was a death in a boxing ring. Then they put gloves on boxers and guys started dying. We've had over 500 deaths, I believe, in the last 25 or 30 years as far as boxing is concerned with gloves on. How come more people aren't in favor of bare-knuckle boxing?
I think it just more has to do with boxing's tradition, which in a lot of ways has kind of become outdated. And I think some of the rules, as time goes by, kind of need to be switched up a little bit as far as the glove. I don't necessarily think it should go to bare-knuckle, but I think as far as boxing goes, I think these gloves, I mean, they're just way too big. Guys take sustained beatings that, you know, really when a guy should be knocked out, he probably survives another 2-3 rounds that he could have been out of there. It just kind of leads to, basically the gloves are there to protect the hands. They're not to protect the actual fighter's head from taking a beating. And I think the whole idea of, I mean, what's more important to protect, a fighter's brain or a fighter's hand? And I think that's really what needs to be addressed by some of these commissions in regards to the size of the gloves.
There you have it, folks, from the great KP Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Kev, say hello to your old lady. I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend. It's a great night of boxing.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we talk MMA with the king himself, King Kyle Kingsbury of the UFC. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Dato certified. Purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
Right there, rocked him. Great. Sends a go. Fight. Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
You're tuned to Ring Talk. Make it 27 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, 26 plus years now, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. And it is my honor to introduce my next guest. Of course, he was an MVP on a UFC fight night earlier this year. I'm talking about the King. I call him the King, King Kyle Kingsbury. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Pedro?
Doing just fine, man. Let's talk about... Now, we've got a UFC event starting on Facebook in just a few minutes. I take that back. It probably started about a half hour ago, and it's coming to you from Birmingham, England. And, of course, they'll have the main card later today on Spike TV. But who do you like in that main event there?
Well, you know, I'm personal friends with Chris Lieben here, so it's hard for me to pull against him. But, you know, I do think Munoz is riding a very nice hot streak, and as long as he's able to stick to his wrestling – with his improved conditioning, I think he's going to be able to pull away with it.
All right, now let's talk about November the 12th. This is going to be hot. Cain Velasquez, who I may have on next week's show, they're trying to set up an interview right now for me to tape it during the week next week. Of course, he's fighting next Saturday against Junior Dos Santos down there in the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. The fight was supposed to be originally in San Jose, California, but they transferred it to Anaheim, California. Of course, Cain Velasquez, the USC heavyweight champion, the man that smoked Brock Lesnar, and of course, he got injured and he hasn't fought in a while, and he's taking on Junior Dos Santos. Now, Dos Santos, people say he has the best hands in the heavyweight division. What do they mean by that, Kyle?
Well, he's really just in a class of his own when it comes to his boxing skills. He's got devastating power. He throws from odd angles. You know, he's got that big looping uppercut that he can really close a lot of distance with. And he really keeps, you know, people off guard. When you watch a guy like Rampage Jackson, he has a very prototypical style, you know, not to MMA, but certainly from a boxing standpoint when you look at where how he carries his hands and how he throws punches. But with Junior, you don't really see that. You see just a wide variety of shots coming in. And again, with his speed and power, he's definitely the most dangerous boxer in the heavyweight division.
Now, you brought up Rampage Jackson, Quentin Jackson. Of course, he lost to... The man with the long bird arms. I'm talking about John Jones a couple of weeks ago for the UFC light heavyweight title. You know, I don't want to write a guy off, but God, Jackson looked old.
You know, everybody has to think about when their career ends. You know, that's obviously not for me to choose. That's up to him. But really, he's
I don't think he's lost a step per se. He's looked good in his other fights coming up into that title fight. And John Jones, really, you look at him, he's made a fool out of everybody, and he's made everybody look bad. Even when he took the title from Shogun Hua, it was just, you know, really one-sided fight. And you look at it that way, I think Rampage may have given Jones his toughest fight to date. So just thinking about it that way, I really do think Rampage still has some fight in him, and I think that he's, you know, it's not one of those things where it's clear cut, you know, the guy should retire. I think the guy definitely has some fight left in him and can win a lot more fights.
King Kyle Kingsbury, I call him the King. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. He's a UFC rated, top 10 rated, 205-pound light heavyweight. Of course, he will eventually, if things progress, he will face John Jones as John Jones is champion when he gets his shot. Let's go back in time just for a second. When Quentin Jackson was in his prime, I thought that was when he was doing the Pride Fighting Championships over in Japan, because he was power bombing guys. And when he power bombed somebody, the fight was over. I haven't seen him power bomb anybody in years. What happened to that move?
Well, he's staying out of trouble, you know. In order for him to get to that power bomb move, he has to be put in a triangle choke and then pick a guy up and slam him. I think he's been doing a better job of keeping the fight standing, and I really haven't seen him take a lot of guys down at all in the UFC. If he does, it's usually just a ground and pound. And again, he's cleaned up a lot of his holes, so he's not really being put in those positions that he was in Pride, to where he's got to be able to power bomb out of him. You know, he's definitely a lot smoother in his game standing, as well as just all areas of the game.
Last Saturday, Nick Diaz, my man from Stockton, California, they call him a head case, they call him this, they call him that, but you can't beat him. You can't call him beaten in his last 11 fights. He took apart BJ Penn, and of course that was like a title eliminator for the chance to fight Georges St. Pierre for the world welterweight. That's 170-pound championship in the UFC. How good did he look to you, Nick Diaz?
He looked great. I really did expect BJ to come out and put it to him in the first round. I thought Diaz was going to come out and just wear on in the last two rounds, and he really did. He gets better as the fight progresses. He doesn't seem to fade. And
the guy runs triathlons.
Yeah, he definitely has no trouble with the lungs, but he was very impressive, especially when you consider, you know, I'd read somewhere that he had only done, I think, 8 workouts with his boxing coach leading up to that fight. They had prepared for a ground war and worked a lot on the wrestling, worked a lot on the jiu-jitsu. Hmm. So just kind of shows you, you know, what kind of level striker he is. And to do that to a guy like BJ Penn, who's very high level himself, one of the greatest of all time. And I was very impressed with Nick. I think he's going to do very well in the welterweight division.
So would you pick him to upset Georges St. Pierre?
Yeah, that's a tricky situation because it's not going to be the same fight. You know, GSP is not going to stand and bang with him. He's going to take him down and grind on him. But with that said, Nick Diaz is, you know, some of the best ground game off his back as anybody we've seen, you know. And just look at the fight with Jake Shields. Imagine if GSP had taken Jake down, how different that fight would have been, you know. Just watching all the submission defense that GSP would have had to work. Obviously, defense is a little easier than offense when it comes to the ground game these days, just because of how slick guys get and with the punches coming at you and all that. But I do feel like it's going to be a lot stickier situation on the ground for GSP if he continues to take it Diaz down.
I've got about a minute and 20 left. Let's talk about your fight on the 19th. You'll be fighting underneath Henderson and Shogun Rua. Talk to me about that. Who are you fighting? What do you expect? What's going on?
Well, you know, I got Stephen Bonner, and he's one of the guys who really put the sport on the map with his fight with Forrest Griffin, and it's an honor to get to fight a bigger name opponent like him, and to be able to fight in my backyard in San Jose is a true blessing. But, you know, one of the things we like about this fight is that I get to go against a guy who is known for his battles, he's known for his wars, and going in there and really going 3 fives as hard as he can, never giving up, and I don't think he's ever been finished other than, you know, TKO cuts, but just looking at him, I see another fight of the night victory here. I see another big, big fight. I know the fans are going to enjoy seeing us go to battle for 15 straight. And I'm really excited to be in there in San Jose.
I love you. You're one of my favorite UFC fighters. Are you still seeing Victor Conti? You still doing the snack stuff?
Of course, of course. Victor's my man. You know, he helps me a lot. We do a lot of work together still. Altitude training, still running with Remy Korchemny, working on my speed and agility. And he's been an integral part in my success.
You know what, Kyle? I wish you the very best of luck. If every fighter had the class and the integrity and the intelligence that you have, the entire fighting world would be looked at from a different perspective. A lot of people think that fighters are dumb. You are a classic example that fighters are intelligent. I thank you so much for your time. Say hello to your lovely girlfriend, and I'll see you on the 19th.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good one, Pedro.
All right. Kyle Kingsbury, folks, UFC fighter, ranked top 10 of the 205-pound UFC light heavyweight division. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Bobby Gunn, the world heavyweight bare-knuckle champion, the first bare-knuckle champion since the great John L. Sullivan, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step. And that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Check it, 40 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are each and every Saturday morning at 11 a.m., 11:05 a.m. to be exact. That's Pacific time, of course. The daylight savings time is over tomorrow. So for some of you, there's a couple of states, they don't observe daylight savings time. But the bottom line is We do start at 11:05 a.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday morning. Of course, you can catch us on iTunes a little bit later in the week. Within a day or so, it'll be on iTunes. It's always up on the website, ringtalk.com. Today's show, past shows, things like that. So if you want to get hip to Ring Talk and this is your first time, well, let me join you, welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners, 26-plus years now. And you can check us out at ringtalk.com. Of course, we have a Facebook page as well, a fan page. It's called facebook.com/ringtalk. Well, folks, my next guest needs no introduction to the world. I'm telling you, he has gotten more press in the last 6 months than any boxer I think I know of outside of Floyd Mayweather. Of course, I'm talking about the world bare-knuckle heavyweight champion, Mr. Bobby Gunn. And, Bobby, how are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent, my friend. How are you doing today? Thank you, sir, for having me on.
It's always a pleasure, man. You're a classy guy, and you're a classy act, and I think you're taking the sport in the right direction. And a lot of people disagree with me, and they jump on me, and they say to me that gloves are the way to go. And I say, well, look at the injury factor. I mean, come on, gloves were designed to protect the hands. They weren't designed to protect the head or protect the fighter. And like Kevin Perry said earlier in the show, you know, which is more important, protecting the hands or protecting the fighter?
That's exactly right, exactly.
Okay, so tell me about, you know, of course, you won the bare-knuckle World Heavyweight Championship, Linear Championship, held by John L. Sullivan over 100 years ago now. And you're going to defend in Iceland in February? Is that a set date or what?
The date has not been set. It looks like it's going to be, Mr. Fernandez, it's going to be in America. Iceland fell through, that venue, but they're trying to put it in one of the big casinos again. Possibly, maybe in California or Arizona. It's a 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been hard, Mr. Pedro. There's been a lot of people, like you said earlier, there's been a lot of people trying to keep this from going.
They're scared.
It's been a hard wall to climb.
No. The boxing establishment is scared to death of you.
I tell you what it is. They're making it hard. You know, it's too bad because it is, I believe it's a better, cleaner sport than regular boxing. And I believe that the fans, you know, like yourself, believe me, I don't go on any talk show. You're the only one I go on because I know you're the best. You tell the way you see it. And your mouth is heard over the world. And you support bare-knuckle boxing. But there's so many people, Pedro, you know this. They're trying to keep this from expanding and it's a hard wall to climb, sir. It really is.
But Bob, most of these boxing writers, I can go, and I'm talking about all these websites, Ring Magazine, Max Boxing, I can go through them all, Fight News. Most of these guys wouldn't know a left hook from a fish hook. At least I had 52 fights.
That's exactly right. They wouldn't know it. And see, that's why, again, I talk to you. You've been there. You're a warrior. You know what it's all about. And these guys, they sit on a laptop, you know, they're drinking their iced tea and they're eating their hot dogs and they're passing their opinion about people that they have no right to pass about. And that's what I feel about them.
Well, you know what? I talked to you before, and I have a reputation here in San Francisco, having never been beaten in a street fight, had better than 50 street fights here in the city, and I never suffered any serious injuries. Yeah, my eyes got swelled up a couple times, got a couple cut lips, this and that, but I never have any broken bones or anything like that. And most of the guys that I know that had street fights, clean street fights, knuckle to knuckle, nobody ever really got hurt. I mean, somebody got beat up a little bit, but nobody really got hurt. Now, in the history of bare-knuckle boxing, and I'll go back and I'll ask you this question, even though I know the answer, nobody has ever been killed, have they?
No, they have not. And in boxing, every year there's, what, 4 or 5 deaths, I believe, in regular boxing.
At least 4 or 5 deaths. And what about the permanent brain damage that we see from the residual effects of professional boxing with the... See, here's what people don't understand. It's like beating on a drum. If you beat on a drum long enough, the skin of the drum is going to get thin, okay?
Yeah.
And you beat on a boxer for 12 rounds, 12 3-minute rounds, and the guy really hasn't won any of the rounds. All he's doing is taking a licker for 12 rounds. He's taking punishment. Whether he's taking hard blows or he's taking soft blows, he's taking punishment. And he's taking it to the head primarily. And bare-knuckle boxing, because of the fact that it's bare-knuckle, you can't be hitting guys on the forehead all night long, and therefore you're not going to be doing the brain damage that gets done, I think, with gloved boxing. But the boxing establishment, And I've been fighting these people for almost 30 years now, okay? So it's no big thing for me to go up against them. But the boxing establishment, Bob Arum, Don King, Main Events, I can go on and on. These people, when you mention Bobby Gunn to them, and they cringe because you know what? They realize that if you do get a break and get on national television and get seen, that their sport is going to be passe pretty soon, much like the world of UFC has sort of left boxing in its rearview mirror.
Yes, you agree. I do agree with you 100%. And thank you also. I believe it's going to come soon. You know, we're just trying to get the right opponent right now. There's a, you know what it is, too? A lot of guys jumping on the bandwagon. They say they want to fight. They want to fight. But Pedro, a lot of guys don't even want to fight bare knuckle, too, you know. There's so many craziness. This sport is drawn. It's unbelievable, man. I can't really get a decent fight.
Now, that's not fair. We're talking with Bobby Gunn, folks. He is the world linear heavyweight champion. I'm talking about bare knuckles, the first bare knuckle boxing champion since John L. Sullivan. Of course, when John L. put on the gloves, he ended up getting beaten by James J. Corbett. That was his only loss, and I believe he retired after that. But the bottom line is, you are holding a piece of history in your hands, and do people recognize that? Do other journalists realize the historic importance of your winning that last fight?
Yes, very few of them. And again, it's like you said, Pedro, and you said it best. A lot of these people and these writers and these websites, they're in these promoters' pockets.
Oh yeah.
And you, my friend, as much as your reputation out, you're like you're undefeated, you're a warrior. Nobody puts you in their pocket. You're the only one that I will talk to. Well, there is a lot of people recognize it, but they're scared to recognize it because they might lose their jobs.
Well, no, they're worried about their press credentials. They're worried about the free hot dogs they can get ringside. They're worried about their seats. I stopped worrying about that years ago, man. I let that go years ago because the bottom line is if you're going to tell the truth, people are going to get ticked off. If you tick off people, they're going to end up taking away your press passes or putting you in the last row of the arena or not giving you food certificates, this and that. Look, I can buy my own way to a fight. I can buy a ticket if I need to be. I can pay for the hot dogs and the beers and the sodas or anything like that. You hear what I'm saying? These other guys, they're so damn cheap, and that's what this is all about. Some guys are so cheap. You see them lined up at the buffet line when these promoters have little buffets at press conferences. You see them lined up at the buffet line before the food's even taken out.
That's it. That's the God's truth, my brother. You just said it right there.
They're just looking for a free meal. They don't want to mess up their meal ticket.
No, that's true. You know, and like I always said, you know, let me tell you, I tell my friends, you broke Oscar De La Hoya's story a long time ago when nobody wanted it. They all covered up, but you were the one that took a stand. You tell the way it is, and I always respect you for that, Pedro.
Our toll-free phone number, folks, if you'd like to talk to Mr. Bobby Gunn, the world heavyweight linear bare-knuckle boxing champion, the first since 1897, I believe, in John L. Sullivan. Hope I got my dates right there. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Bobby Gunn's is on his lawn. The line. Where are you at today? Now, every time I talk to you, you're somewhere different. Last week, you were in Canada at a funeral. Who passed away?
Oh, just an uncle of mine. But I got back in Jersey last night, and I'm exhausted. But I always have time for my pal. Honest to God, I'm glad you called me. I get back. We got a good training camp right now. And we're trying to get things going.
Okay. What's training like in bare-knuckle boxing compared to regular boxing? What's the difference?
You strengthen your hands a lot more. Like, I don't when I punch the bag and that, I don't use hand wraps or gloves. I try to callus my knuckles because I fought in them so many times. And, you know, just different exercises. Like, I don't do a whole lot of sparring because I don't want to get, like I did, like getting ready for boxing. It's a little bit different way of fighting. People don't realize that bare knuckle boxing, you pick your shots tremendously a lot more than you do would with a glove. Because with a glove, like you said, Pedro, on, I'm not scared of busting my hand. I'm going to go full out and try to go crazy. With bare knuckle, it's more of an art. It's a chess game. You pick your shots, a lot more body punches than regular boxing. It really is the purest of the sport. It was the original sport, and people are trying to forget about it.
Well, Bobby Gunn's our guest, folks, the world linear heavyweight champion, and he's taken some heat. I know the Association of Boxing Commissions made a big stink after his win there in Arizona a few months ago when he captured the
the world heavyweight title and this and that. So what have they done lately? What has the ABC done lately? In fact, I call them, you know what I call them? They're sort of like an organization in need of a whole lot of Viagra because they just can't get it up. They are impotent.
You know what they've done, my brother? They've
scared other fighters, huh?
This fight was advertised on ESPN for 4 days. My picture was next to Pacquiao and Mayweather for 4 days. The world knew about this fight going in. And then after it all went down, they made a stink. If they really cared so much, they should have said something before going in. You know what I mean? And truthfully, there was no. It was sanctioned by the Indian Commission. It was an event. You could bring your family. It was an organized event, medical staffs. It was a ring, bare-knuckle sporting event. And it was nothing. There was nothing back alleys. It wasn't what I'd done before in the past. You're going to empty arenas and, you know, warehouses and fighting hardcore fights. It was established medical supervisors, two referees, judges, timekeepers, rounds. Everything was done by the book. I haven't heard no more from them. They put a write-up in the Ring magazine right now, Pedro, saying, you know, it was this and that, barbaric. But again, they want to take it away. You're exactly right when you said this would hurt boxing if this explodes.
Well,
that's what they don't want.
It's the boxing establishment. Here's what's up. They don't have the market cornered on bare knuckle boxing, so they'd rather ignore it.
That's exactly right.
Bobby Gunn's our guest, folks. So you're looking at possibly in February in California at Arizona, huh, for your next fight?
That's it right now. I'm scheduled to fight James Quinn, who's a European renowned bare-knuckle fighter. And they just made a documentary about him called Knuckle. His nickname is the Mighty Quinn. We're in negotiations with him right now, possibly in March, the end of March. We were supposed to in February, but he's got a training camp, and he's going full out into it. I was looking to do a tune-up fight, Pedro, maybe in January.
Mm-hmm.
We reached out to a few guys that had a name for bare knuckle, and they refused it. So we're just looking for the right opponent, maybe a tune-up fight, and then fight James Quinn in March.
Okay. When you say bare knuckle, and somebody just sent me an email on this, explain bare knuckle to them. That means no hand wraps? That means just bare hands?
Well, what it was in the last fight, it is bare knuckle, but my wrist was wrapped, like regular wrap, up to my thumb. So your wrists don't get break. A lot of bare knuckle fighting injuries are into the wrist area. But yes, it was purely bare knuckle. There was nothing, just look at your hand right now. That's what it was, just that.
Man, I wish you the very best of luck. I hope you have some good holidays, happy Thanksgiving, all that kind of good stuff. Bobby Gunn, you're a class act. I will do my best to make sure you get all the publicity you can, my friend. So you take good care. You go say hello to your family, and you have a good holiday season. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Pedro, thank you, sir. You are the best. This is the best talk show in boxing. You tell like it is, and I mean that from my heart. Thank you, sir.
You're the man, Bobby Gunn, folks, the world linear heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Man, that's my Tower of Power. Check it out, towerofpower.com. Of course, Pedro's got his own little site there, a little section called Pedro's Song of the Month. Check it out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769.
800-608-5769, 800-608-5769.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. Ancient TV there. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. Before I let you go, we did a poll this week as Boxing Fix. We ran a one-week poll at ringtalk.com, and out of 1,200 fans, 1,200 listeners, or 1,200 readers, okay, is the boxing game fix, yes, 500 votes, that's 41.7%. No, 501 votes, that's 42.5%. Unsure whether boxing is fixed or not, 190 votes, that's 15.8%. So in other words, 57% of those polled think either boxing is fixed or they're unsure the sport is fixed. Is it any wonder why promoters like Bob Arum, Don King, Oscar De La Hoya, Main Events, Gary Shaw, is it any wonder why these guys can't get on a major network, especially in light of Dana White and the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, inking a $100 million seven-year deal with Fox? Come on, folks. Wake up and smell the bacon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we air each and every Saturday right here at 11:05 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to mention a couple of friends before I get out of here. David Onick, my good friend, is running for district attorney, taking over, hopefully, for George Gascon here in San Francisco. And if you get a chance, vote for David. Ross McCarimi, my main man. Ross was a supervisor out in the Western Addition while I was doing boxing events out there. So Ross has always been a supporter of me, and I'm supporting him. He's running for sheriff. I was with Mike Hennessy, the former sheriff, the other night. We had a party together. Ross was there. Hennessy was there, Rosario and Cervantes was there, everybody was there, and of course our choice for mayor, the underdog himself, Mr. John Avalos. So I wish those three men the best of luck this Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. No matter who you vote for, make sure you get out there and vote. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but like Lenny says, it is so very hard to go, folks. I love you, and I'll see you next week.